This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's opening day for many baseball teams, which is reason enough for us to tell you about the Chicago Cubs and part-time baseball correspondent Craig Lynch. He has a full-time job with the Social Security Administration, but for the past 13 years, he's filed post-game reports from Wrigley Field for a small Illinois radio station. In all this time, he's never actually seen a Cubs game. He's been blind since birth. Producer Dan Collison brings us the story.
It's just about game time. The Cubs are playing their arch rival, the St. Louis Cardinals. Up in the press box, writers and reporters settle in for another day's work with the tools of their trade, notebooks and laptops, while correspondent Craig Lynch presses a small transistor radio to his ear and tunes in the Cubs broadcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, along with Cubs legend Ron Santo. It's Pat Hughes reporting.
Lynch relies in large part on the radio to help him see the game. He sometimes brings two radios with him to Wrigley. One is for when the Cubs are batting. The other is for when the opposing team is up. It's one of his many superstitions.
Well, this radio seems to be working this series when the Cardinals are coming up. This is my defensive radio. It's the bigger one. And then my littler one is my offensive radio. Makes no sense. I know it's goofy, but I do it anyway.
Beautiful colors at Wrigley today. The green grass and the green ivy on the outfield wall.
I've been totally blind all my life. The retina never developed in my eye. And I've never seen. So I don't have your basic visual reference like colors that most people have.
It's quite a sight from where we are sitting.
I kind of think more of the game that's on the field rather than what the field looks like. But I know I probably have a different feel than I would have if I had never walked on the field, you know, feeling the dirt and walking on the grass and seeing what the dugouts are like.
Karros fouls it away. He spoiled a good pitch.
Sure did.
I think baseball is the easiest game for a blind person because, I mean, I played softball when I went to camp. I would have someone hold the bat with me and we'd swing the bat. And everybody's thrown a ball of some sort and caught a ball, and I can understand, you know, what the fielder does when he gets it and throws it to try to beat the runner going down the first baseline.
Bounce slowly to short, a charging Gonzalez. Good short hop pickup and a running throw to first to get him.
Lynch went to his first game at Wrigley Field back in 1955 when he was 5 years old. It was a doubleheader against the New York Giants. He insisted on staying for both games. Since then, he's been to a couple thousand more Cubs games.
I've been to so many games that I know by crowd reaction what happens. Their voices rise. You can tell if it's a fly ball or if there's excitement, if it's a hit. And then by, of course, the sadness, if it's caught, you can just kind of tell that.
Curve hit high in the air into deep left.
There are Braille scorebooks, but Lynch doesn't use one. He doesn't even take notes.
I don't keep score of the game because I usually remember pretty much what is going on. Try to remember what each batter did. I might not remember exactly, but I usually know how many hits they have in the game.
Here's Ramirez swinging at his first offering and missing in the count 0-1.
Well, I would have loved to have been a play-by-play announcer if I could have seen. That would have been my dream job because I think I would have been good at it.
Boy, that's a big run out at second base right now. With only one away, the Cubs are up by a run.
Lynch admits he's a Cubs fan first and a reporter second. That makes it tough because, as a rule, you're not allowed to cheer in the press box. So when the Cubs are rallying, like here in the fifth inning, Lynch shakes the ice in his soft drink cup, sort of like a pom-pom.
The runner goes. Here's a hit. Fair inside.
We might tie it here. Outside the Lord and my wife, baseball's been just my favorite thing. Baseball is one of the few sports that's mentioned in the Bible because it says in the big inning.
Line to right, a base hit.
It looks like the Cardinals are about to have a big inning in the top of the seventh.
It's not nearly in time and the game is tied 6-6.
I'm not real optimistic right now.
So with his colleagues hunkering down to get the story, he tries another one of his superstitions and leaves the press box.
Well, after the Cardinals tied the game in the seventh, I decided to go to the washroom and stand in the bathroom for a while just to get away from things and maybe change things around. And it worked a little bit because they got a strikeout and a pop-up, and so we're still tied.
That's a base hit. Cubs are going to take the lead. Alou scores.
The Cubs go up 7-6 in the bottom of the seventh, and for the next two innings, Lynch is a wreck. He can't sit still, his leg bounces incessantly under the table, and he walks in and out of the press box a couple more times. Finally, it's the ninth inning, and he pulls out one last trick.
Maybe if I switch radios, that might do it.
Once again, it works.
Fly ball, left center, playable. Lofton or Alou. It is going to be Alou. Cubs win. Cubs win.
When the ball was in the air, it sounded like it was going to be a fairly easy play, but then he said, Alou and Lofton going for it. And then he hesitated, and I was worried that somehow it was going to drop in, and I felt all kinds of dread. But it didn't work out, and the Cubs win.
Greg Lynch navigates his way to the press box phone, and as if he saw it all, calls in his post-game report.
Yes, 4-3-2-1. The Chicago Cubs ended up on the right end of the teeter-totter Thursday afternoon, edging the arch-rival St. Louis Cardinals 7-6. I try to give an account of almost every run and how the innings unfolded that were the important innings of the ball game. It was a struggle. The Cardinals scored two runs in the second inning, but the Cubs came back to score three. The World Series is getting there is exciting enough. To win it is almost beyond imagination. Like having the whole pie, just getting in the World Series would be like a nice piece. Winning the World Series would be like eating one big pumpkin pie or one huge slab of ribs with no one telling you, oh, you better watch yourself. And then a fly ball to left, which was caught by Moises Alou, and the Cubs were the victors. As a Christian, I'm ultimately looking forward to the Lord coming back, and that's going to be my ultimate victory. But if the Cubs win the World Series, it'll be fun too. Final score again, Cubs 7, Cardinals 6. Craig Lynch reporting for WLPO Sports.
Our thanks for that report to producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister in association with Chicago Public Radio. Despite his prayers and his radios, Craig Lynch's precious Cubs did not make it to the World Series last year. But like any Christian, he knows that there are three things that matter in sports and the Bible, according to St. Paul: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.